Jury selection begins tomorrow in Derek Chauvin's trial. Dozens of protesters gathered in front of the Minnesota governor's mansion last night demanding accountability for police officers. Floyd's death sparked sometimes violent demonstrations nationwide last summer with protesters calling for racial justice.
News Nation correspondent Brian Enten joins us live from Minneapolis with the latest on how the area is preparing for the trial. Good evening, Brian.
Good evening, Aaron and Ruta Bay. Yeah, it's been 10 months since George Floyd's death here in Minneapolis, and we are now on the eve of this trial, and you can certainly feel it here in Minneapolis. This is the courthouse behind me, and this is what it looks like in downtown Minneapolis. They put all of these barricades and fences and barbed wire up around the courthouse complex and the city buildings, and then businesses and hotels and restaurants in the area have decided to board up, worried that the protests could get violent like they did over the summer. This is going to be a long process. Jury selection alone could take 3 weeks.
Oh, you think that's cool?
That's what
you think that's cool,
really
though,
not.
Right? What's your badge number, bro?
This is the video that enraged the nation and the world. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with his knee on George Floyd's neck.
Stopping his breathing right
look
now.
Look at
you
him.
About to
what
go
the-
out. Bro.
Floyd was killed and his death became a symbol of racism and police brutality. Protests and riots broke out. A police precinct in Minneapolis was even set on fire. And now, 10 months after Floyd's death, Officer Chauvin's criminal trial is set to begin on Monday.
Everybody watched him scream for his mom. He pleaded for help and nobody cared. They kept their knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Former Officer Chauvin faces a second-degree unintentional murder and second-degree manslaughter charge. He was originally charged with third-degree murder, but the judge dropped that charge. He'll reconsider that decision before jury selection starts Monday morning. Chauvin's attorney is expected to argue that the officer acted in self-defense and used reasonable force.
We know that with the beginning of this trial, it also means an increasing number of protests. Protests over the emotions of anger and fear and hope.
The Hennepin County Courthouse looks like it's part of a fortified war zone with multiple layers of fencing and barbed wire surrounding it ahead of the trial. Some businesses are also boarded up, worried about a repeat of last summer's riots that broke out in cities across the country.
Setting fires to structures of any kind will not be tolerated. Illegal fireworks, throwing objects, as well as pedestrians going on to our freeways, that cannot be tolerated. And so we want to make that very clear.
And for the first time in Minnesota history, they will allow cameras inside this criminal courtroom from gavel to gavel. The judge decided because of the public interest they would allow the cameras, and also because of COVID, they're not as allowing as many spectators into the courtroom itself. All of this starts tomorrow morning. Live in Minnesota, Brian Enten, News Nation.